This is Dr. Olivero dictating on September 14, 2022. The name of the patient is Maria Garza. The last name is G-A-R-Z, like in Zulu A, Maria. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 44-year-old Hispanic female that is followed in the practice because of the membranous nephropathy that associated to systemic lupus erythematosus, period. The patient has been treated with the administration of CellCept, 1,000 milligrams POVID, period. The kidney biopsy that was performed on June 11 of 2019 was found consistent with the membranous glomerulonephritis that is stage 4, with diffuse glomerulosclerosis, and this sclerosis was in global and segmental pattern, period. There was also acute tubular injury and severe interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy in 70% of the biopsy, period. The patient was not a candidate to be treated with immunomodulators, given the fact that she had advanced fibrosis. Period. The patient comes today, and in the laboratory workup, the serum creatinine remains 2.78 compared to 2.8 on the 21st of July 2022. In other words, she remains stable. The protein creatinine ratio is 450 milligrams. This patient used to have 4,500 milligrams. The main concern is the body weight, the salt intake, and the blood pressure that has been always borderline, period. I made the reconciliation of the medications because the bottles were brought to the office. We are missing the metoprolol, 50 milligrams, and the patient says that she has that medication at home, and she says that she has been taking it. We know that the issue has been compliance, period. I devoted more than 10 minutes of this time emphasizing to this patient the need of a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and take the medications with precision. The compliance has to be on a daily basis, and the plant-based diet must be emphasized. Otherwise, this patient is going to be on dialysis in the near future. And she's refusing even to consider the idea of that, period. The morbidities were explained in detail to the patient. Number two, arterial hypertension that is out of control. Today's blood pressure is 139 over 88. Changes have been discussed above. I have to point out that the medicines that are listed in this chart are accurate. Following number, the patient has anemia, a hemoglobin of 10.8, and this is associated to CKD. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, seizures, the patient moved from where she was living before to Lakeland. She doesn't have any neurologist to follow the case, and she's not taking phentoin any longer. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, obesity. I spent reviewing the chart more than 15 minutes because the biopsy had to be reviewed. In the face-to-face conversation and the physical examination, we spent 20 minutes and in the documentation, 12 minutes. We are going to see the patient in a couple of months with laboratory workup.